Good morning. Today's daf in Yuma's daf mem. We are starting on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We are with the words Amar Rabbi Yannai. It's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Okay, this is it. This is the first daf in the Masechta that we're expected to know Seder Yom HaKippurim. Okay, up until now, I know we're halfway through the Masechta, and you know you could skirt by knowing a peripheral amount of the Avod of Yom Kippur, but like you didn't have to know with any kind of detail. Today is the first day, and there's going to be many others coming up as well, but today's the first day where we're really expected to know it. So I'm going to go over a lot of information. I'm going to go over it way too quickly. I'm going to be as clear as possible, as clear as I can, but I strongly recommend that you review today's daf numerous times. It's too much information to absorb in the short amount of time that I present the daf. So with that stated, and no further ado, so let's get underway. Amar Rabbi Yannai, so the Gemara here, as we are in the fourth parak of the Masechta, discussing the lottery that's taken in order to determine which of the two goats is going to go La Hashem and which one's going to go La Zazel. Yesterday we opened up the fourth parak with a Mishnah. Mishnah tells us that a lottery was done in order to make this determination, and the Torah instructs us to take a lottery. And the Mishnah yesterday went through the formality and the ceremony that's involved in the taking of the lottery in order to make this determination. The Gemara now throws this right into a machlokas, and the truth of the matter is it's a two-tiered machlokas. A machlokas within a machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Yannai Aliyas Gorel mitoch Chapi Ma'akevis Hanachena Ma'akevis. So Rabbi Yannai says that the Aliyas Gorel, literally the rising of the Gorel, meaning basically doing the lottery. So it's ma'akev. It's essential. It's a critical component to the Seder Ayom. Now, it's probably what you would have thought intuitively. Of course, it makes sense. Meaning, what's the alternative? Well, the alternative actually is very simple. Make the determination without a lottery. Just simply point. That one's La Hashem and that one is La Zazel. So Rav Yannai says that the Aliyas Gorel, so that's ma'akev, that's essential, but hanacha in a ma'akev. But as we described yesterday in the Mishnah, after the tickets are taken, after the goats are assigned, so you're supposed to take each of the tickets. They're not tickets. You understand. However is the best way to describe them. You then take a ticket and then you put it on the goat. That's the hanacha. So Rabbi Yannai says that the hanacha is not ma'akev. Again, intuitively, it's probably what you would have thought. Meaning the whole purpose of the lottery selection. And once the selection's made, so then putting the ticket on top of the animal, okay, it's a formality, but it's more than a formality. Meaning the Torah says to do so, but if I don't do so, it's not ma'akev. In other words, the Aliyas HaGorel obviously is what the critical factor is. That's the goal, and that is in order to establish which is which. Good. That Shitas Rabbi Yannai. In other words, right away you feel that like it makes it's the one that's easiest to present, and it happens to be that's the halacha, but. Again, though, right now, the daf is more interested in the debate on this issue, and obviously we're focusing on the debate. Rav Yochanan Amar, af aliyah in a ma'akevis. And Rav Yochanan says that the aliyah is not ma'akev, meaning even if I don't do the lottery, we can go forward with the avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the lottery itself, the doing of the lottery, that's not essential. Okay, shitas Rav Yochanan. Good. So far now we have a machlokas between Rav Yana and Rav Yochanan. Now what we're going to do is that we're going to incorporate this machlokas within a larger machlokas. Larger meaning an older machlokas atanaim, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Now, shitas Rabbi Yehuda, shitas Rabbi Nechemia. So the, shitas Rabbi Yehuda, shitas Rabbi Nechemia. So what is that? So, let me preview it. It's, the Gemara here assumes that we know the machlokas, even though in terms of the Gemara, it's only presented later in the, Masechta. A machlokas is going to be presented about 3 weeks ago, or 3 weeks from now in the daf. But the Gemara expects that we know it now. The machlokas goes like this. According to Rabbi Nechemia, all the avodas of Yom HaKippurim are essential. Sorry. Okay. According to Rabbi Nechemia, all avodah of Yom Kippur is essential. Both the avodah that's done, while the Kohen Gadol wears his big day lavan in the Heichal, and of course in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and even the avoda that he does outside of the Heichal, but as long as he's expected to wear his big day lavan, every step is going to be ma'akev. That is Shitas Reb Nechemia. Rev Yehuda, however, is more limited. Rev Yehuda says no. the avodas that the Kohen Gadol while wearing the Big Day Lavan are doing in the Heichal and certainly in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So that is essential. But the avoda outside, so that's not essential. Meaning any avoda that the Kohen Gadol is expected to do outside the Heichal and outside the Kodesh HaKodashim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not going to be essential. Obviously, it's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. Good. So we have now machlokes between Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yehuda. And now we were presented with a machlokes between Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan Amarayim. Rav Nechemiah and Rav Yehuda, obviously, Tanayim. And now the Gemara wants to know, how do they intersect? So the Gemara is going to give not one, but two ways to present how this machlokes intersects. Like I said, at the beginning of the daf today. It's a lot of information. I went over this, let's just say, more than once. And I'm getting comfortable with it. The more you go over it, the more you're going to be comfortable with it. And I strongly recommend a second, third, and a constant review of this Gemara. Anyway, so Ali, but the Rabbi Yehuda, so we're back in the Gemara now. So according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so Dama Dvar Manasim Mi Big Dilav Mi Bechutz Oma Akva, who Rabbi Yehuda says that any of the Avodah that's done Mi Bechutz in this context means outside the Heichal, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, and we'll be more specific about what we're describing right now outside, but presumably he's talking about the Hagrala. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Kuli Amalo Pligi Dolama Akva. So Rav Yana, Rav Yochanan, they're not arguing within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. They acknowledge that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not require the Hagrala. It's an avoda that's done mi bachutz. It's not in the Heichal. It's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Ki Pliga Liba Derem Nechemya, the machlok is between Rav Yana and Rabbi Yochanan is within Rabbi Nechemiah. Amanda Amar Ma'akva Ka Rabbi Nechemiah. Now the one who says it's Ma'akev, otherwise known as Rabbi Yanai, so that's going like Rabbi Nechemiah. Meaning Rabbi Yanai will tell you that, yeah, that's exactly my position. I'm within Rabbi Nechemiah. Amanda Amar Ma'akva, however, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says the Hagrala is not Ma'akev. So Hani Mila Avoda. Hagrala Lav Avodahi. So I'll tell you like this. Yeah. Anything that qualifies as an avoda, so that's ma'akev. Well, over here, we're talking about a lottery. Lottery is not an avoda. Yeah, again, it's a mitzvah, but it's not an avoda. And therefore, even according to the shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, it's not going to be ma'akev. Okay. Right. Right. You could have just simply said, right, without the Gemara over here, you could have just simply said that the Machlokas Amarayim is the Machlokas Tanayim, but that's not what the Gemara is doing right now. What the Gemara is doing right now is that the Machlokas between Rav Yana and Rav Yochanan are limited within a Tana. It's not, they're not expressing the Machlokas of the Tanayim. They're both operating within one Tana. It's just a question of which Tana are they operating within. Right now, in the first presentation of the Gemara, they're operating within Rabbi Nechemiah. No. They're not. What they're telling you is that just simply within the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah. So what Rabbi Yanai will tell you is that just kipshuto and hagrol is ma'akev. And Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a chiddush, a really big chiddush, and that is that the lottery is a mitzvah, but it's not a vota, and therefore it's not ma'akev. And even Rabbi Nechemiah would tell you it's not ma'akev. It's a chiddush. Okay, that's all. That's all. Number one, igadamri. Now we have a second version. So as complicated as things already are, so the Gemara now just gives a further complication because there is a second version of how to say over the machlokas of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. So, ikadami aliba de Rabbi Nechemiah damar makva kulam lo pligi de makva. Meaning, within Rabbi Nechemiah, they have nothing to say. Rabbi Nechemiah says it's ma'akev. All the avodas, while the Kohen Gadol is wearing his big day lavan, both interior, exterior, so it's all going to be ma'akev. And Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, yeah, okay, that's great. That shitas. Rabbi Nechemiah. Ki pligi, the machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan is within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Ki pligi libet de Rabbi Yehuda. Mandam lamakva ka Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says that it's not essential. Yeah, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. It's not essential. Umandam ma'akva. And over here we're going in the opposite direction. And the one who says that it's ma'akev, otherwise known as Rabbi Yanai. So shani hacha de tana bekra. Asher Allah. Trey zimna. So over here, yeah, so it's true that Rav Yehuda says that generally speaking, avodas that are done outside while the Kohen Gadol is wearing Big Day Lavan is not Ma'akev, but not with Hagrala. When the Torah gives instruction for the Hagrala, how many times does the Torah says to do the Goral? Torah says it two times. We have a concept. Shina alav la'akev. The reason why the Torah repeats itself is because it's essential. It's a general rule when it comes to Seder Kachim that when the Torah repeats itself, it's ma'akev. Here the Torah repeats itself. Therefore, it's ma'akev. Okay, so if everyone has it really clear, I mean, again, if this is the first time you're hearing it, it's just a lot. But if you have it clear now, so we have a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya, and we have a machlokes between Rav Yana and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda says that, let's start with Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya says that all avodos that the Torah gives us while the Kohen Gadol is wearing his Bigdei Lavan, regardless of whether it's exterior or interior, is going to be essential. Rav Yehuda says no. Only the avodas that are done in the Heichal, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those are essential. Anything outside is not essential. Mitzvah, but not essential. Now along comes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, and they're arguing whether the lottery is ma'akev or not ma'akev. Are they arguing within the Shita Rabbi Nechemya? That's version number one. Are they arguing within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? That's version number two. Okay. Within version number one, what comes out now is a kula within Rabbi Nechemya. Within version number two comes out a chumrah within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. I'm presenting it a couple different ways, but that's how all this information lays out. And for the remainder of today's daf, the Gemara is going to see which of these positions are a more defensible position. Okay. So, meisvei. So we'll start off now with a challenge and a brisa. Mitzvah lahagrol imlo higrol kasher. So, yeah, so you should do the Hagrala. The Torah says you should do it. But if you don't do it, so it's going to be kosher. Okay, so the Bryce over here says that the lottery is not essential. And just to reiterate, if I'm not doing the lottery, so then how am I doing the determination? By pointing. And just assigning. But obviously you should do it with a lottery, but it's not essential. Now, Bishlam alach lishan da'amar talibah de Rav Yehuda kol ha'am alo pligi de'la ma'akveh ha'mani Rav Yehuda hi. So, based on version number one, I know I can identify who the author of that brisa is. It's Rav Yehuda. Because remember, in version number one, Rav Yana and Rav Yochanan are not addressing the sheet of Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not ma'akev, and fine, Rav Yehuda will say it's not ma'akev. They're only addressing within the sheet of Rav Nechemya. So that means Rav Yehuda remains untouched, and the author of the brisa, therefore, is Rav Yehuda. However, as we turn to the top of Mem Amud Aleph, but Elalach Lishon Damar Pligi. But according to the second version, where Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, so now we have a significant problem. So Damar Pligi Bishlam Elaman Damar Lamakva Hamani Rabbi Yehudi Elaman Damar Makva Hamani. But remember now, in version number two, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yochanan will just present Rabbi Yehuda. Kipshuto. It's not essential. But in the second version, Rabbi Yanai says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrala is ma'akev. So according to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yehuda says Hagrala is Rabbi Nechemya says that Hagrala is ma'akev. And Rabbi Yehuda also says that Hagrala is ma'akev. Now if that's true, on the issue of Hagrala, there is no difference between them. They're arguing about any other activity outside. They're not arguing about Hagrala. And again, just to reiterate, why is Hagrala different? Shina lava kasef. Fine. So now, who's the author of the brisa going to be? And the answer is, that's exactly the problem. The problem is now, is that we no longer have an author to this brisa. It's certainly not the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. And according to one opinion amongst the Amoraim, it's not going to be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda as well. Okay. So that's obviously going to be a significant problem. So Elaman Dharma Makva Hamani. So Tani, so the Gemara says, okay, so I admit that the problem is really strong. So here's what we'll do. We'll edit the Brisa. And that is mitzvah lehaniach. The Brisa wasn't talking about the essentiality of doing the lottery. The Brisa was talking about after the lottery was done, which is essential, then do I have to take the tickets and put them on the goat? Yeah, you should. It's a mitzvah. But it's not essential. They're talking about the hanacha. Okay. Now that is a significant edit of the brisa, but as long as you edit the brisa that way, so then there is room now to explain the brisa. Okay, let's do this again. Another kasha. Tashma. Gemara now goes on with another brisa, very similar. Mitzvah lahagril ulehizvada lohigril velohizvada kasher. So there's a mitzvah to do the agrola. There's also a mitzvah to do vidui. And the Brisa says, the lohi agrova lohi svada, but if I don't do either of them, kasher. We could still go on with the avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's rather amazing, by the way, the idea that agrola is not essential, so good. So hopefully we are already comfortable with the idea. The idea that vidui is not essential, that's amazing, right? You think that vidui is like one of the most critical components of the avodas Yom HaKippurim, meaning Yom Kippur is all about vidui, slicha, mechila. Okay, but according to this brisa, vidui on the seir, it's important, it's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. Now, v'chite ma'achanami la'aniach. So the Gemara says, now I know what you're thinking about doing, and that is editing this brisa as well. Just like we added the previous brisa, we'll edit this brisa as well. And this brisa, even though using the words lehagril, but maybe what the brisa means is lahaniach. That's not essential. But the Gemara says, but that's very difficult. Because ema seifa. Because now we're gonna be treated to the second half of the brisa. Second half of the brisa reads, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo igro kasher, lo izvad de pasul. Rabbi Shimon says, look, if you don't do the hagrala, okay, that's fine. But if I don't do vidui, that's gonna be pasul as well. Now, my lo igril. Now, when Rabbi Shimon says that if I don't do the hagrala, now what do you think he meant by that? Ilem alohi niach. Well, if what he meant by that is lohi grill, as we explained in the first part of the brisa. Now, the second half of the brisa means lohi niach mechlal de Rabbi Shimon Savra hagrala ma'akva. Well, then the deduction is very simple. If they're arguing about hanacha, so that means that Rabbi Shimon obviously holds that by hagrala, it's essential. Okay, the problem is we know better. We know that's not true. So v'hatanya, we learned in a brisa. Meisachan mehem evi chaver shalom ba'agrola div Rabbi Shimon. After the goats were selected, one of the goats died. Right? We're going to be discussing this scenario a number of times in the Masechta. So one of the goats dies. So what do you do? So for Rabbi Shimon, what you do is very simple. You get another goat. But you're not using a lottery in order to make the selection. Meaning, I already have one goat that's already been selected by the lottery. And now I'm just going to be introducing another goat. Sans lottery. So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, that's what you do. Wait, just wait a second. Before we get to the what ifs, there's a lot of moving pieces already. So let's just stay focused on the Gemara at hand. No, after the lottery. After the lottery was done, one of the goats died, and now I just need another goat. So Rabbi Shimon says, good, get another goat. You're not assigning it through a lottery? Rabbi Shimon says, that's fine. Okay, so we know now that according to Rabbi Shimon, lottery is not essential. So to say that the Bryce is talking, when the Bryce says lahagril, to say the Bryce is talking about lahaniach, well, that now puts Rabbi Shimon in the position where he's arguing that hagrel is essential, but we know that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like that. Okay. So we can't edit the brisa the way we tried to earlier. So the Gemara says, okay, we're kind of stuck right now. So the Gemara gives a defense. It's a little bit fancy, but the Gemara gives a defense. So Rabbi Shimon lo yada mai ka'amri rabbanan. V'hachi ka'amri lehu. So the truth of the matter is that Rabbi Shimon's responding to the Chachamim, not totally sure what the Chachamim themselves were opining. And that is that Rabbi Shimon basically was covering two possibilities of what the Tanakhama was saying. I hagrala hagrala mamish, ka'amrisu. So are you talking about actual hagrala, where the Tanakhama comes along and says that the hagrala is not essential, and the vidu is not essential? So Rabbi Shimon says, if you're talking about actual hagrala, so then I'm with you. I'm with you on one of those two issues. So pagino alecha bechada. I will argue with you about vidu. I think vidu is essential. You think it's not. But in terms of hagrala, you think it's not essential? Okay, good. Me too. And I hagrala dekamri sahana hanacha. Now, if you think that when you're saying hagrala, you mean hanacha, this is the other possibility of what the Tanakhama meant. So then, plagino alecha betarte. So then, we got two bones to pick. Because you think vidu is not essential. You think hanacha is not essential, which means by deduction, hagrala is essential. So now I'm arguing with you on two points. Number one, you think hagrala is essential. I think hagrala is not essential. You think vidui is not essential. I think vidui is essential. Okay. So when Rabbi Shimon was responding, he was responding being unclear as to what the Tanakhama meant and was working with the two possibilities. Okay. Admittedly, a fancy way to read the brisa, a little bit complicated, but okay. Right now, where do we stand? So we have left open the possibility that Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan are either A, arguing within the Shita of Rebbe Nechemya, or B, they're arguing within the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. The Gemara quoted a couple of brises that doesn't seem to indicate that, and the Gemara defended both times. Okay. Aside from the Gemara today giving a lot of information in a short amount of time, what also becomes a bit of an issue over here is the Girsa of the Gemara. I'm presenting today the Gemara according to Rashi, the way Rashi prefers the Girsa. So what I'm going to do today, just follow me, is that we're going to drop now to the bottom of the Amud. I'm skipping a half an Amud. I'm not skipping it. I'm just rearranging the Gemara the way Rashi wants to do so. So we're going to go to Azdu L'Tamayu. So as we now turn to the last line of the Amud Aleph, we just learned together that there's a machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, not only regarding Hagrala, but also regarding Vidui as well. Whether Vidui is essential or not essential. Tanakhama says Vidui is not essential, and Rabbi Shimon says no, Vidui is essential. So as long as we're here, the Gemara now is going to just spend a couple of moments just explaining what's that machlokus based on. And then what we're going to do is that we're going to come back and we're going to discuss Hagrala. But we're taking right now just a small detour talking about Vidui and the essentiality of Vidui. V'azdu l'tamayu d'tanya, the Gemara quotes a brisa. As now we turn to the Amud Beis. Yamar chai lefnei Hashem l'chaper alav. So the goat is kept alive, meaning this is obviously the Seir Lazazel. So the Yamar chai lefnei Hashem l'chaper alav, as it's going to be providing a kabara. So up until what point in time does it need to remain alive? And that is going to be when its twin, remember the two goats, one's Lazazel, one's Lashem. So when its twin, meaning the twin obviously being the Seir Lashem, when all of its blood is applied in the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Good. That is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning to say, that if the Seir Lazazel, for whatever reason, dies after that point in time, we're good. The Torah says you got to walk it to the edge of a cliff, throw it off a cliff. Yeah, I know. Obviously, that's the mitzvah. But in terms of essential, when is it critical that the animal with the Seir Lazazel be alive? It'd be alive up to and including all the blood applications of the Seir Lashem. Rabbi Shimon Amar Ad Shas Vidui Dvarim, and Rabbi Shimon says, nah. You know how long it has to be kept alive for? It has to be kept alive for Vidui. Up to and including the Vidui. The Vidui is the most critical component. And if the Seir Lazazel died before its Vidui, then you know what? We got to get another one. So, B'maika Miflagi, the Gemara says, now, what's over here at the issue? What's at the core of the issue? D'tanya, we learned in the Brisa, L'chaper b'chapars damim, makasa medaber. In terms of what's affecting the kapara, so Rav Yehuda says, dam. The application of blood is affecting the kapara. And Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, do you know what's affecting kapara? Vidui is affecting kapara. Okay, so that's really the core issue over here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda of these brisas. And now when you go back and you just play over the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, where the Tanakhama says, Vidu is not essential. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, Vidu is essential. So really, what they're cutting into, the core issue over here is that obviously Vidu is a component of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. But how essential is it? So according to the Tanakhama, it's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. Don't you need a kapara? Yeah, you're going to get a kapara through the dam, through the application of the blood. And Rabbi Shimon will say, no, kapara is achieved through vidui. Okay, good. That is a sidebar that just takes us on a little bit of a tangent in terms of the machlokas between the two of them as it relates to vidui. And now go back to the Amud Aleph. Go back to the Amud Aleph, the part that we skipped. So now we're going to insert it in right now. Tashma. So here we go again. So we're back to Hagrala. And again, let's just quickly reset it. Hagrala machlokus between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yana says that Hagrala is essential. Rabbi Yochanan says Hagrala is not essential. And then two versions of the Gemara. Are they arguing within Shitas Rabbi Nechemya? Are they arguing within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Version number one says they're arguing within Shitas Rabbi Nechemya. Version number two says they're arguing within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Now, Tashma, the Gemara says, let's go over the following. Par ma'akev is a seer, v'seer ma'akev is a par b'matana shebifnim. As I mentioned in the beginning of today's daf is the first time we're really expected to know the order of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Okay, so let's go over a quick outline, and then I get to explain the Braisa. Okay, you're going to find everything I'm doing right now in Rashi. Rashi over here on the Amud Aleph, right before the lines on Rashi get wide. So Seder Avodaseim Kach Hi Beparsha. Now, the best thing to do right now is to go through the Pesukim inside, meaning all Rashi's doing right now is, and it's not a small thing, is that he's organizing the Avoda as recorded in the Parsha. Meaning open up to the beginning of Parsha Zachremos, and there you're going to find the entire Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim written out linearly, chronologically. One notable exception, which we already dealt with earlier in the Masechta, and that's the removal of the Kaf and Machta. That is in the Torah done together with all the other avodas that the Kohen's wearing the big day Lavan. And what we learned earlier is that we have a Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us that there's going to be an intermission. It's going to be most of the avodas while the Kohen Gadol is wearing the big day Lavan. Then he's going to put on the big day Zav. Then he's going to put on the big day Lavan, and this is going to be his fourth wardrobe change. There he's going to be removing the Kaf Machta. That's the only thing that's not clearly articulated in the Torah. Everything else, Kiseder, clearly articulated. Now let's go over it. Now again, I'm going to be presenting this information really quickly, and it's probably not going to be enough time to process, but okay, that's just the nature of the daf. Number one, says Rashi. So the Mizvad al Apar Vidui Rishon. Okay, first Vidui over the par, which we already covered in the Mishnayos here in the Masechta. V'achar kach Higrol al Asir, then the Hagrola. We already covered that as well, right? The end of the third parak, beginning of the fourth parak. Then next, no saying es. Ragro alasir v'achakach. Next, mizvad alapar vidui sheni. He's going to go back to the par and he's now going to do a second vidui, as we already pointed out. First vidui is for himself and his immediate family. Second vidui is going to be for all the kohanim. Now next, v'shachto umachnis kafu machta v'nosin es katar salaish. Now he's going to be shechting the par. Then he's going to be introducing the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to be creating the pillar of smoke. Then, no semidama par al hakapores. Then he's going to be bringing in the blood of the par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sprinkling it onto the Aron. That's the kapores. Kapores is the cover of the Aron. Next, archakach shochet es ha-seir. V'nosim imeno ha-kapores. Then he's going to go shech the seer, obviously the seer la-Hashem. And he's going to be sprinkling that onto the kapores. Next, then he's going to take the blood of the par and sprinkle that onto the parochas. That's in the heichal. Next, then he's going to take the blood of the seer. Obviously, he has to go back out, get the blood of the seer, come back in, sprinkle that onto the parochas. Next, then he's going to mix the two bloods together, the dama par and dama seer, and he's going to apply that to the mizbech hazahav in the heichal. Okay? Now, again, if you know it, great. If you don't know it yet, okay, so it's going to require review. Anyway, those are the steps. You'll notice, by the way, that there is a theme, and that's Parsiir, Parsiir, Parsiir. Parsiir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Parsiir on the Paroches, Parsiir on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Par always comes before the Seir. Good. Now, with all that stated, now let's go back to the Braisa. Tashma, Par Ma'akev is a Seir, V'Seir Ma'akev is a Par, but Matan Shebifnim. Par has to come before the seer. If the par is not done before the seer, so we got to go back and redo. The par going in front of the seer, that's essential. Seer doesn't have to go in front of the par. What does that mean? Now, Bishlam, a par ma'akiv is a seer, di yaktame le seer, mikame par, lo ave velo klum. I certainly understand the first half of the braisa. Par has to go in front of the seer. If in any one of the steps you put the seer in front of the par, no good. And you gotta redo it. That part I get. El seer in ma'akev is a par, my nihu. Now, what does that mean? If I put the seer in front of the par? When does the seer ever come in front of the par? Now, ilema di iakti matnos a par behecha mikame matnos the seer bifnim. Now maybe I here's a suggestion. Well, maybe it means that I did the par of the hechal, which is a later step, and I did that before the application of the seer in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Right? And again, if you see the steps out clearly, so you could see how this could occur. And I did the seer before the par. So the Gemara says, Chukak Sivbahu. No, it can't possibly be. Meaning, you gotta do each step correctly. Kodesh HaKadoshim, par seir. Parochis and the Heichal, par seir. Mizbeach, par seir. And there's no way that if I went ahead and did the seir of the parochis before the par of the Heichal, there's no way that that's gonna work. So the Gemara says, that can't be what it's talking about. So El Alav, so right now, what am I left with? Where do I ever have the seer come before the par? Oh, so the Gemara says, I know where. Oh, so what I did is that I did the application of the blood of the par before the lottery. Now that's out of order, right? You're out of order, right? That's out of order. So, but at least now it is a good shot in the Braisa. Now, it means to say now that even though the lottery of the goats should be done before the application of the par, but if I do the par before the goats, that's okay. That's the pshat in the Braisa. And now the Gemara makes a jump. Now, if Seder's not Ma'akev, you know what that's telling me? It's telling me that really the lottery, it's not that essential. Right? If I could put it out of order, so the Gemara makes now the next, what the Gemara thinks is a logical leap, well, the lottery's not essential as well. Now, if that's true, it comes out now that we have a brisa that clearly articulates that that doing the lottery is not essential. Again, it requires an assumption, and it also requires a logical leap as well. But if we're right on both, so then it means that the lottery is not essential. And again, going back to the beginning of today's daf, well, in the second version, we now have both Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanayim, at least according to one Amora of Rabbi Yehuda, who say that the lottery is essential. And now I have a brisa, and I have no authorship of this brisa. It's the same problem that we had in the first and the second challenge of today's daf. Okay, but we just have another. That's not what it's describing. What we did is that we put the blood application of the mizbeach before the blood application of the heichal, of the parochas. Rabbi Yehuda hi damar dvar manasim bebigelavan bechutz lo ma'akve. So and it's dvar manasim bebechutz, they're not ma'akiv according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'hamba manu shebifnim ketani. No, your panim and chutz, the Gemara basically got it all confused. Meaning, the panim doesn't just mean the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Panim means the Heichal as well. So the Gemara for a moment proposed, and in fact, the proposal of the Gemara was so difficult to understand, the Vilna Gaon takes out this whole section over here, right? These last three, four lines. But anyway, the Gemara for a moment thought, well, the things that you do in the Heichal, that's not Bifnim. The Gemara immediately said, no, of course that's Bifnim. When Rav Yehuda says that the chutz avodas are not essential, he meant outside of the Heichal. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Hamani Rabbi Shimon Hidamar Hagrala Lama Akve. So the Gemara says, fine. So what's the problem? Problem is that we have a Braisa who says that Hagrala is not Ma'akev. We know that according to Rabbi Nechemya, it's Ma'akev. We know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to one Amara, it's Ma'akev. You have a Braisa that says it's not Ma'akev? Okay, I know who the author of that Braisa is. It's Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, in the course of today's daf, we now were introduced to three Tanayim. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Well, we learned earlier this morning that according to Rabbi Shimon, Hagrola is not Ma'akev. You have a brisa that says Hagrola is not Ma'akev? Okay, we can assign that to Rabbi Shimon. That's one possibility. And the Gemara says, or we could say it like this. The author of the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. And remember, you made a jump. In other words, we learned according to the brisa that the order of the Hagrola, where it's placed in the Avoda, it's not essential. Well, if the order is not Ma'akev, so then the Hagrola altogether is not essential. The Gemara says, no, don't say that. Meaning the order of where it's put in the Seder Ayom is not essential, but the doing of the Hagrola ultimately is essential. Okay, good. Now what we get to do, I know it's choppy. Now what we get to do is that we can turn to the Amud Beis, and now we're going to pick up Tashma. Meaning, Because now, again, we're staying on the issue of Hagrala. And again, it all comes back to, we have the Machlokas Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemiah. We have the Machlokas Rav Yana, Rav Yochanan. Version number one is that they're arguing within Rav Nechemiah. Version number two is they're arguing within Rav Yehuda. And now we want to see whether or not, which of these two versions seem to be more plausible. So turn to the Amud Beis, drop down about 10 lines, Tashma. Shalu Talmidav is Rabbi Akiva, Allah Bismamah, Shiachzu Liyamin. Okay, the lottery's taken. Remember, first 40 years, always came in Shimon HaTzadik's right hand. Last 40 years, always fell out in the Kohen Gadol's left hand. And then, in those intervening years, you know, yesh v'yesh. Now, let's say the Sir Lashem comes out in the left hand. Okay? It's not a good simon. So how about this? How about the Kohen just switch it to his right hand? All right? So and right now, the reason why we're calling the Brisa is because we want to hear Rabbi Kiva's response. And Shalu would tell me that his Rabbi Kiva, Allah b'smo, ma'ashiach z'ulamin, armalam altitnu makam l'sidukim l'erdos. And Rabbi Kiva says, look, it's good, but you start playing games like this, and any of the cynics out there, right, the Gemara calls them the Tzedukim, but Rashi over here says that anyone who's cynical, any of the cynics out there, so they hear what really is the right answer, which it's really okay, but if they hear that, so they're going to get really cynical. They're going to get even more cynical. And so, I'm just telling you right now, it's okay. But don't do it because of the cynics. Now, what are we hearing from Rabbi Akiva? What we're hearing from Rabbi Akiva is that it's really okay. So, taima da'alti no makam l'sidukum l'erdos. Halav hani mahadrinan lay. So really, it's okay. Now, v'ha amart hagrala ma'akva, the kevin dekavasi small, heich mahadrinan lay. Now, you told me that hagrala is ma'akev. Okay? And if hagrala is ma'akev, it's essential. I can't switch the ticket from left hand to right hand. Meaning, what are you doing now? You're reassigning? You can't reassign. If you hold that hagrola is ma'akev, this business of reassigning, you can't do that. So, I'm a Rav Achi Kamri. Rav says, yeah, no. Hagrola is ma'akev. It is essential. We didn't understand the brisa correctly. Let's understand the brisa correctly. And that is, Allah hagrola b'smol, ma'ashiach zira lo ulisi'iro liyamin. No. The goats have been determined via lottery. And that's how they're going to be selected. What we're suggesting over here is that right now the goat Lashem came out in the left hand, which means that the goat on the left side is now Lashem. So let's move let's cross everything. The tickets and the goats. So move the goat from the left side to the right side together with the ticket. That's what we were suggesting. And Amar Lahem, Altinu Makam, L'Sidukim L'Erdos. And Rabbi Kiva says, look, in principle, yeah, I'm fine with that. Problem is that once again, from an appearance standpoint, so you have people who are already cynical, and you see them not fully understanding what's going on right now, right? And they're going to get even more cynical. But in other words, but principally it's fine. But the point over here is that we're flipping everything over, meaning the tickets and the goats, because the goats are being selected through the hagrala. Okay, tashma. Let's do this again. Ilon amar sasir asher alav ha'isu amar yenichenu alav tamalamar Allah kev shalah shuvein tzarech. So if the Torah says, es asir asher alav, the goat that has its ticket on it. So I might have thought, okay. So that means to say that you got to put the ticket on the goat. So, the Torah says, Allah, kevin sha'Allah shavin sarach. No, once you do the hagrala, that's it. So lamai, ilem la mitzvah mechlal da nacha mitzvah. Now, are we talking about just simply a proper procedure? So it sounds like hanacha is a mitzvah. So a mechlal da hanacha mitzvah nami. Lo. It sounds like that you don't even have to do the hanacha. Meaning, if the hagrala is just a mitzvah but not essential, and hanacha is a drop down from there, so where's hanacha now? A suggestion? A recommendation? The Gemara says it can't be. Meaning, it's hanacha at the very least has to be a mitzvah. So elalav la'akev. So it must mean like this: hagrala essential, hanacha not essential but a mitzvah. Ushma mina hagrala ma'akva. And once again now, the clear implication of the Braisa, doing the lottery, essential. Putting the tickets on the goats, not essential. So, Amarava Hachikamar. And again, by the way, it comes out to be the same thing. We have an anonymous Braisa saying that the Hagrala is essential, and now, going all the way back to the beginning of the Daf today, so that's going to be a difficulty for one of the ways we presented the Machlokas Tanayim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Hachi Kamar. Okay, so here's how we'll say pshat. And that is, Ilu Namar Asher Alav Hayyesu Amar Yinichenu Alav Ashas Ashchita. No, you didn't understand the following. The Braisa was talking about Hanacha. But what the Braisa was distinguishing is how long do the tickets have to be on the goat? I might have thought they have to be there all the way up until Shchita. Meaning, aside from doing the lottery, put the ticket on the goat, and it's got to be there. No, you put the ticket on the goat, and after that point in time, you don't have to keep it there. Okay, that's what the Braisa was talking about, but there's no implication of the Braisa that deals with Hagrala. Okay, almost done. Tashma. The Goral is what is going to determine which of the goats is Lashem, which of the goats is Lazazel, and Ein Hashem Osei Chatas, and not just simply the designation of the Kohen Gadol. Sheyachov alo dinu. Because look, left to our own devices, if we just simply had a Kal v'chomer no pasuk, here's what I would have said. Umaba makam shelo kidesh agoro kidesh. Umaba makam shelo kidesh agoral kidesh Hashem. Makam shelo kidesh agoral eno din shi kadesh Hashem. Look, generally speaking, lotteries don't work. No selection is done through lottery. Generally speaking, selection is done through verbal designation. Over here on Yom Kippur, if lottery works, for sure verbal designation would work. Okay, it's a kal v'chomer, it's a logical argument. So that's what I would have said, but tam lomer, v'asau chatas. A goral also chatas, v'in Hashem ose chatas. Okay, the goral makes it a chatas, not verbal designation. Okay, so what did we just learn together? We learned another braisa. And again, it's an anonymous braisa. And again, it talks to the idea that lottery is essential. But here now is where the braisa really puts a bow on this entire discussion. It really wraps up the whole discussion. Why? We've had anonymous braises all morning. And all we did is we re-examined, we re-explained. We edited some of the braises. Over here now, we have another anonymous braisa that says that Hagrala is essential. How is this braisa any more of an issue than all the other braises? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how, as we turn to the top of Mem Aleph. So, Stam Sifra, money. So over here, right, it's funny, the Gemara doesn't tell us where the braises are coming from. So it happens to be that the braisa we just learned together, Sifra. Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. It's called Sifra, right? Literally translated the book. But in other words, that's the... And when I say Medrash, by the way, I know we all know this. Just, you know, I like clarifying. The right, not the Midrashim that gives us the homiletics and the allegories and Rashi brings them down in Chumash, although Rashi does bring down also Medrash Halacha and Chumash as well. When we say Medrash Halacha, we're talking about works of Tanayim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael. So they put Torah Shabbat Peh together on based on Chumash, right? On Shmos, it's called Mechilta. On Vayikra, it's called Sifra. On Bamidbar Dvarim, it's called Sifrei. Okay, and we have them. In other words, obviously, when we focus learning Torah Shabbat Peh, so we turn to Mishnah and Gemara. But meanwhile, Sifra is like Mishnah. It just happens to be that the Sifra is playing off the Psukim in the Chumash. Anyway, we just learned together a piece of Sifra. Okay, now here's what we know. As the Gemara tells us on top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehudihi. So we know that if you have an anonymous citation in the Sifra, that is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani Agara Osa Chatas V'Neshem Osa Chatas. And what did we just learn together? That the only way to designate which goat is Lashem and which one's Lazazel is only via lottery and not through verbal designation. Ama hagrala ma'akva. And you see that it's essential. So tiyufta demanda amar hagrala lo ma'akva tiyufta. Now what does that do? It takes us all the way back to the beginning of today's daf. Remember? The beginning of today's daf, we start with a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemia. Rav Yehuda says that all avodah is done outside, meaning outside the Heichal, outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, is not essential. And Rabbi Nechemia says that everything's essential. Once the Kohen puts on his Big Day Lavan, every activity, both interior, exterior, are all going to be essential. Then, where we went from there, is the Machlokas Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yana says that lottery is essential, Rabbi Yochanan says lottery is not essential. Are they arguing within the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia? Are they arguing within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So that was two versions of the Gemara. In version number one, they were arguing within Rabbi Nechemya. In version number two, they're arguing within Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, and here now becomes the problem. The problem is that we just learned together a Sifra. Anonymous Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And the Sifra says that the Hagrala is Ma'akev, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hagrala is Ma'akev. Now, that becomes a problem for version number two. Because within version number two, one Amora, and let's name names over here, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that within the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrala is not Ma'akev. Comes out now that from the conclusion of the Daf, what we learned together is, it's just simply not a tenable position. Because the Sifra says clearly that Hagrala is Ma'akev. We know the identity of a Stam Sifra as Rabbi Yehuda, so it's just simply not tenable. So the Gemara concludes this whole discussion by saying, so Tiyufta. So to say now that Rabbi Yan and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda is just simply not a tenable position. We're then left with only one way to present Rabbi Yan and Rabbi Yochanan. They're arguing within the Sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, not within the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Good. And that ties up the entire daf in a bow. Again, there was a lot of information that came out today. A lot. And it's a short daf, right? I did it in 45 minutes. But I strongly recommend, right? Every time I go over it, it crystallizes more and more, and I strongly recommend a chazara. Just as a quick review, right? I'm not going to go through every single proof, but a quick review. The Rabbi Yanai, sorry, let's start over here. I'm going to go in the order of tonight. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya talk about the essentiality of the Kohen Gadol while he's wearing his Big Day Lavan outside of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is that essential? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Nechemya says yes. Once you go into the Heichal, once you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, obviously, every activity over there that the Torah outlines, delineates, becomes essential. Their machlokas is only outside. Then we had a machlokas, Rav Yana and Rav Yochanan, whether the lottery is essential. And again, if I don't do the lottery, what does that mean? The Kohen Gadol will just simply verbally designate. This one's Lashem, this one's Lazazel. Is the lottery essential? So this machlokas, and Rav Yana says it is, and Rav Yochanan says it's not. And this machlokas, Rav Yana, Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara presented two versions. Either they're arguing within the Sheet of Rav Nechemya, that's version number one, or they're arguing within the Sheet of Rav Yehuda, that's version number two. And after a lot of back and forth in the Gemara today, Brisa, another Brisa. The Gemara today took also a little bit of a detour regarding whether Vidu is essential. Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but that was a tangent. Obviously an important tangent, but that was a tangent. But back and forth, Brisa after Brisa, and then when the Gemara came to a conclusion, the Gemara said, we have a Sifra. Sifra tells us that the lottery is essential. We know the Sifra is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a non-starter. Rabbi Yehuda holds the lottery is essential. So that means that the second version can't be right, and it leaves us only with the first version that Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing within the Sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, and only within the Sheet of Rabbi Nechemya.